Conversation 1. Henry and Emmy are now in Nara visiting the remains of Heijo-kyo, which was restored recently. It is amazing. Those buildings really look like the ones I saw in Korea last year.
Oh, in what way?
Well, the general atmosphere of the buildings, the shape of the roof, the ornaments on the roof, and the colors. The combination of red, gold, and green reminds me of a Korean palace.
I guess the architecture in Nara period was strongly influenced by China.
Really? It was more than 1,200 years ago. And did they have any contact with Chinese culture?
Yes, they sent kentoshi, or official envoys, to China. Those people came back with a lot of books on Buddhism, sculptures, and arts and crafts.
Wow, it must have been tough to cross the sea.
Indeed. They made a very hard journey on a small boat. Some were swept away by the stormy ocean, and some tried to come or go many times and failed in the end.
I'm surprised that they would cross the ocean on a wooden boat with just a few sails. Nara was connected with China then.
Actually, not just with China. Nara was the terminal of the Silk Road.
Wow, the Silk Road? That led all the way to Persia.